Hey guys, I'm John, and you're listening to TCK Tales. Today we're going to talk to a really good friend of mine. His name is Josh Schumacher, and he is an MK from China and Singapore. I actually have known Josh for longer than I've been at Moody. I met Josh in a South Africa summer project in 2013, one that he actually talks about in this story. Josh is a sophomore intercultural studies major here at Moody. And in the story, Josh talks about two different transition experiences pretty close together. He talks about the first time when he was just finishing his freshman year of high school, and he transitioned back to the U.S. for furlough for about 6 months, and then he moved back to China. The second time was just right around, either just after or right around his senior year of high school, when he transitioned back in order to then come to college here at Moody Bible Institute. And so he talks about two different transitions and what went well and what didn't go well. I'll be back after his story, but until then, here is Josh.
I kind of just wanted to talk about, I guess, transition and not really feeling at home anywhere. And I kind of learned this through a time when I was in a point of transition where I was living in China. I had lived in China for about 3.5 years up until that point. Yeah, I had moved back to China after I had lived there for a while. And so I was kind of getting reacclimated to the culture. In my mind, China was my home. I was coming back home. Yeah, I just had this, I guess, this mindset as I was living there. And my parents had made plans to go back to Oregon for furlough. And so I obviously was going to go with them. But before that, I went on this trip to South Africa. So I was actually going from China to South Africa and then directly from South Africa to the States. I don't know. I didn't really think about it before I left that I wouldn't be in China for the next 6 months after I had left for projects. So I was really excited about this trip. I was excited about just the experience I was going to have. And so I didn't really end well there when I had left. So I did the trip. It was great. Traveled back to America, to Oregon. Kind of just began my furlough there. I think I wasn't, again, just having just a mindset of that China was my home and not ending well there. It ended up being a really difficult time because a lot of people just saw me as coming home. They saw me as like, oh, there's this guy, he's lived in China for a while, but he's coming back home and this should be familiar to him. However, I had a lot of transition to do back to the culture, and I was very hostile towards just American culture and just America's way of dealing with things, just because I had become used to just the Chinese way of doing things. And that was what was more familiar to me, I think. Yeah, so it was definitely a difficult time and just one that I didn't handle well. I honestly just kind of gave up on America. I didn't want anything to do with America and just kind of isolated myself as much as I could from the culture because I didn't want to do things with that. Kind of the point when I realized that I couldn't keep going on like this. Like, my hope basically during that time was for being back in China. That was the way I saw to get out of this just mindset, is like, my home is in China. Once I go back there, everything's going to be better. However, coming back from China or coming back from America, going back to China, I quickly realized that I wasn't at home in China either. Like, I was used to it in a lot of ways. I was familiar with it, but at the same time, it was difficult coming back. I had a much more clear realization that I wasn't Chinese and I didn't fit in with the culture as well as I would have hoped to, I think. And so at that point, I kind of realized that yes, China is a very important part of my growing up, but I mean, the whole thing with TCK or being a TCK is that you aren't really at home in either of those cultures. There's a third culture that is forged between being having a life kind of between those two cultures. And I think that was a huge like realization to me, like realizing that it was okay to not have everything together, and it was okay to have this kind of dual culture between the two, like having kind of this unique cultural upbringing and being okay with that just ambiguity, and that just being okay with kind of having to figure that out and realizing that I didn't have to pledge my allegiance to one culture. The second time I came back to America, um, I I wanted it to be different than the first time I came back, because I know I was very hostile and I just had a bad attitude, I think, and honestly just needed to work through a lot of how I dealt with things. And because I was going from a time when I knew it wasn't good the way I dealt with it the first time, I kind of went to the opposite end of the spectrum, where I was like, okay, I'm going to be the most accepting of America, of like anyone. Like, I'm just going to embrace the culture. I'm going to try my best to just assimilate. And honestly, like, you know, my parents are American. Like, I have an American passport. It shouldn't be like a huge transition. So I kind of went to the opposite end of the spectrum, where I was like, okay, yeah, I can make this work. And I think that was an equally detrimental way of dealing with things, because as much as I would have liked to just really assimilated with the culture, I mean, obviously, like, I take pride in the fact that I've grown up overseas and I've had the experiences I have, but just in terms of like fitting in, I really wanted to just be able to assimilate, especially just going to college and all that entails. Yeah, so that was definitely my mindset coming in. And I quickly realized that as much as it may look like I'm American, there's quite a few just cultural differences and just values that I've acquired from living overseas that don't line up with that of America's. And so that was another realization, is just that, again, I don't have to be monocultural. Like, I can, there's a huge just advantage to having lived in two different cultures. And yeah, it's something to be embraced and not something to just kind of shun and just pick one or the other.
What I think Josh shows so well in his story is he gives that contrast of two extremes. His first extreme in his first transition experience is complete rejection of his passport culture. And then the second time is complete acceptance of the passport culture. And I love the way he kind of leaves the story of both are not okay. You should not deny the aspects in which you were raised, and you should not fully reject the aspects of your parents' culture as well. You need to like kind of live in that tension and figure out how to live in that tension. And that's what I love about Josh's story, is that he kind of ends it there, and he gives a really good picture of what it's like to be a third culture kid. I remember I kind of went through something similar in my life. I went through both extremes to an extent. When we first moved back to the U.S., I kind of wore my internationalness on my sleeve. It became my identity. I would walk up to people and be like, "Hi, I'm John. Nice to meet you. I'm from Africa. What's your name?" The first thing anybody knew about me was that I was from Africa and that I didn't like being in the U.S. But my life was here and I was going to be here for a very long time. So at some point, I just kind of stopped. And then I went the other extreme, where I completely stopped telling people about it. I kind of felt like I didn't earn it anymore, like I had lost my internationalness, I guess. I felt, since I'd been back in the U.S. for so long, I had become Americanized, so I couldn't claim that anymore. And that was something that I really had to work through, actually, at the same project that Josh talked about. I think living in that tension and finding that balance of, here is where I am, here is what raised me, here are the aspects that I love, and here are the aspects that I don't love. There are things about Nigeria that I don't love, and Nigeria has its faults, and Africa has its faults. As much as my junior high and high school self would like to tell you otherwise, Africa has its faults, and Africa has its downsides, but also so does America. And America is not this place of happiness and joy, but it's also got some really good spots. It's got some great aspects, and there are great people here, and there are great friends. And I think that is just one of the more difficult things about being a TCK, is just finding that tension of allegiance to both your passport country and your home country. Finding that appreciation for the culture in which your parents grew up in, and that love for the culture in which you grew up in. So I think Josh really kind of portrays that really, really well in showing the two different transition experiences in which he talks about. next week we're going to kind of continue to dive into this issue of transition and moving with a story from the former president of Mookappa here at Moody, Esther Bendel. So tune in for that next time. Make sure to tell someone about this podcast if you really enjoy it. If you like listening to it, if you're waiting for the next episode to drop, please tell someone and please subscribe on whatever platform you're listening to this on. And then give a review, especially Apple Podcast reviews. That will put this podcast on the charts and keep getting more and more people to listen to it. So thank you guys so much for listening. I want to thank XN Radio for allowing me to use their studio space and to publish this podcast and to do the work that I'm doing. Check out a bunch of other really great podcasts from the XN Radio Network. Just search XN Radio on whatever it is you're listening to this on. We'll see you guys in 2 weeks for another TCK Tale.